The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, everyone. God bless you for tuning in. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. What a wonderful day, isn't it? Before I begin, I would like to thank Barbara for joining us in our Sunday service, and she invited two sisters in Christ. You encouraged me greatly. Thank you. You do not realize how much, but I'm being encouraged every time I hear from you, our radio listeners, and at the same time, it is so nice to meet with you face to face. And also, Craig showed up, and I have not seen Craig probably since 2003, 2004, when he was brought by Christopher to one of our conferences. So it is amazing how this radio broadcast is really making difference as far as advancing the kingdom of God and promoting the goodness of our God. So we thank you. Thank you for your support. I am encouraged. And, you know, it makes me wanting to continue to move forward. And also great news. We met our deadline to pay for the plane tickets, only for the plane tickets for the Israel and Greece tour. God showed up and it was amazing. Nancy Morgan was so touched because of what the Lord did for her, and same thing with Deborah Farrell. They received such favor. They both received such favor that they were brought in tears. It is really the season of miracles. It is a season of breakthrough. It is for you too. So stand there, okay? God is really faithful. We pushed ourselves to believe, and everybody worked hard during the fundraising events. And God bless you, Mike, Dora, Esther, Ed and Sylvia, Mary Rios, and some of you for your generosity. Not only you gave money, you also helped and prayed for all of us, and you worked with us on Saturdays. The core team of Freedom Fellowship Church, they are the best. And thank you too, Charles, for showing up on Saturday. God bless all of you. You know, a few days before our deadline to pay for the plane tickets, some of the team were repenting because they waited until the last time to really focus on the trip. But God was faithful. God did miracles. He was just waiting for everybody to line up and for everybody to be willing to pay up, and not to depend on everybody else for the payment of their tickets, including our children. They paid. And God was just waiting for us to focus on how important this trip, not just for us, but for Him. So He did the rest. We will continue doing the fundraising, though, because not all of the funds have come in. They will. So come next Saturday. It is our final push to the finish line. Glory to God. You know, in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place." The group, including myself, especially me, we were tested. But even though we were squeaking, we went through. Everybody pulled through. You know, I have been teaching about facts versus truth. And probably I will ask Joshua to rerun that teaching while I'm in Israel so that you can listen to it again and again. You know, facts can be true, right? But facts can be changed. Jesus, who is the truth, can change facts into truth. The financial fact for the praise team, including us, the Sassos, it did not look good. You know, two members of the praise team are still in high school, Michaela and Drew. Two are still in college, Erica, and James. And the fact that we are financially challenged, the ministry itself. So when you look at the situation, even with the Sasso family, you know, I have been wanting to renovate our house for many, many years. And if I continue to carry my banker's hat, I will say it is logical and smart move to spend the money in renovating the house instead of spending the money to go to Israel and Greece. Because in our practical mind and in the eyes of the world, that makes sense. Am I correct? But remember, faith does not make sense. Faith doesn't think and analyze. It leaps. The truth changes facts, but facts cannot change the truth. The Lord Jesus wants us to go there. He has a special assignment or mission for the group. And also, he's looking forward to the marriage ceremony in Jerusalem. The group are all excited. What God is looking for is our willingness. It is an issue of the heart. If we are willing to obey and do what he wants us to do, and to do and take measures, whatever it takes, and if we are going to believe him for the resources. So many of us do not have the resources to go. And then God, in all his wisdom, encouraged me to have this fundraising, as I shared with you before. I thought this is just for the trip, but in actuality, it is on-the-job training for the transfer of wealth, because the truth is, we really can do all things through Christ Jesus, and our God is more than willing and more than able to supply whatever we need. We watched things unfold before our very eyes, and I am in awe of the many breakthroughs that manifested, and we expect greater things to come in the future for the next several weeks. I am really grateful. And I will continue to share this with you. Because you know why? Because this is also a training for you to share. What are the revelations that we've been getting from the Lord? What are the thus saith the Lord? After all, this is the prophetic voice of our time. It always points towards Jesus Christ. Because the very essence of prophecy is the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 19:10. God always leads us to go to places or do things or to believe him for something that we cannot do, we cannot afford, and we cannot even imagine. And the more you analyze things in the kingdom of God, the more you get yourself into trouble, because the just shall live by faith. Like I said, if I analyze this trip, the expenses alone for me and my three children, that's a lot of money. Especially if you don't have it yet. It is practical not to pursue anything that you cannot afford. But in the kingdom of God and the ways of our God, he does not deal with practicality or wisdom of the world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 19, it says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight." Stop analyzing. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." So we should not walk in practicality or making sense. Why? Because we were not thinking about going to Israel until I heard from the Lord. And those who heard it, then they responded. Those that are supposed to go, God is not going to allow you to go through, not unless you are not listening to him, to go through the process and leave you out there in the cold to the last minute. He is not that kind of God. I know him. He loves us. And that is my confidence. In John chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world, we are like him." The focus of Jesus And we're supposed to be like him. We're supposed to imitate him. We're supposed to follow him. So it says, 1 John 4:17, because in this world, while we live in this world, we are like Jesus in every ways. And Jesus set up the basic principles of managing a company, of handling wealth, of loving, and what you're going to do. And he sent the Holy Spirit to us to teach us and guide us into all truth. And it didn't make sense because love is not practical. Love and faith, they are supernatural. And we are not normal kind of people because we're the only species on the face of the earth that were born twice, right? So we are not normal in the eyes of the world. We are supernatural, okay? So there are a lot of things that is happening and still unfolding with this fundraising. And the main thing is I can see the whole group coming together and enjoying each other and enjoying work and learning from each other and learning about all this training. You know what God said in Luke chapter 16, verse 8, when he shared or talked about the parable of the shrewd manager? This changed my whole perspective on the finances, on the faithfulness. It revealed to me God's ways of doing things. So he said in Luke chapter 16, verse 8, it says, the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. And here it is. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. Jesus is not saying that the people of the world, the heathens, are smarter than us. What he was trying to make us realize is the unbelievers, the worldly people, they are very effective in implementing the world system, and they are more effective in dealing with their own kind than the people of the light, because we are still discovering and we're still learning the principles of the kingdom. It is right there, because Jesus is not about religiosity, about the list of do's and don'ts. He wants to reveal himself to us and to reveal who we are in him through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the source of our power. So Jesus was saying, he's making a point, you know, the people of this world, they're more smart and shrewd in dealing with their own kind than my people in applying the principles of his kingdom here on earth. And we have the Holy Spirit as our teacher. So I told the Lord about this and said, oh no, it is going to stop right there and then, Lord, because all things are possible to them that believe. You also say that in your word, and I believe that. And the young people are learning about this in applying the principles of the kingdom that you cannot learn in school. Now we are all learning it. And everybody is participating. It is amazing to see the revelation on how God unfolds things, especially to the young. And you know, if you say that, oh, we are losing our younger generation. No, we're not. If you look at the children or the young people at Freedom Fellowship Church, you cannot say that. You will be encouraged, you'll be inspired, and you will hope. I receive so many compliments on how our young people have been working in this fundraising, how they talk, how they approach things. They're very respectful and they're having fun. You know, we don't have that problem that the world is dealing with. After all, we are in the kingdom of our God, and our children and children's children are born again. And we teach them, they will not depart from it. They might try to branch out on their own, but they will come back. We have such wonderful young people at Freedom Fellowship Church. Wonderful people. Lindsay, Jasmine, Joshua, the Montgomerys, Amber, Ashley, who is in Portland right now. James, Joshua, Erica, Drew, Michaela, Kobe, and everyone else. They are all destined for greatness, and they know it. That is the difference. And now everybody is applying the principles of the kingdom, God's ways of doing things. They're being taught God's management style and system in this world. A lot of awesome things are happening now, right before our very eyes. So you need to jump on board, okay? I mentioned to you several weeks ago about the two kingdoms or the systems operating on the earth, which is the Babylonian system or the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of our God. This is what Jesus is talking about in Luke chapter 16, verse 8, that the people of the world are very effective in operating in their system or working their system, the system of the world, than the children of the light. So we're going to change that. And in the kingdom of our God, if it's too good to be true, it is from God because it's supernatural. You don't need any miracles if you can do things yourself, if you have the resources to pay, and if you have the abilities to carry things through. It's not going to be a miracle. So we don't need any miracles if we have the resources and the ability and strength to do things ourselves. God moves when we cannot do it ourselves, after we have done everything, and therefore, according to Ephesians, we will stand. And this is what God wanted, for us to walk in the miraculous and supernatural things, because he gets the glory. And the unbelievers there will see and said, oh my gosh, they've been with Jesus. Look at them, how good they are and how blessed they are. This is what God wants to manifest on the face of the earth, not judgment, not correction, but for us to preach the good news of the kingdom, of the gospel. So awesome things are happening all around us. Get excited and focus on good things. In our Sunday services, I have been talking about the love of God, how to fall in love with Jesus, and how to have intimate relationship with him. And you know, based on my own experience and my own knowledge, I can only give what I have, right? I found out that when I have this close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I am untouchable. I'm not saying that everything is hunky-dory, that's perfect in every areas of my life. No. It means that in spite of everything that is going on in this world, in spite of everything in my life, challenges, pains, disappointments, I am untouchable because Jesus never disappoints. I'm untouchable because knowing that I don't need to earn his love. He loved me while I was a sinner, so much more now. So I have this great confidence in me that I am loved by him and he will never abandon me. And as soon as you have a relationship with Jesus that is untouchable, you're going to find out that Jesus will be able to touch every areas of your life that are not good. He is enable you. He will encourage you. And the Holy Spirit will teach you to use your authority in Christ. See, we are not of this world, but Jesus left us here. He finished the work. He handed us the victory. He gave us his name. And he sent the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us into all truth. So we don't need to consider the facts. The important thing is, what is Jesus' heart? What is the plan of God, the will of God, and purpose of God for your life? And when you use that as a litmus test, you may make a mistake. You may miss hearing from God, or you may miss opportunities. You are still untouchable because Jesus is still going to use you. He still will continue to love you because he cannot help himself. You are a very lovable person. Do you know that? So in spite of the challenges of this world, in spite of the challenges of the ministry, family matters, and health, at the end of the day, I am at peace with God and with myself because I have his love. Because I know that we are here being taught and led by the Holy Spirit to set up his kingdom here on earth. He gave us the principles in his word. And we have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And he already says, remember Revelation at the end. It says the kingdom of the world has now become the kingdom of our God and of Christ. So Jesus kept on saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19, the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. So don't use any practicality. Dare to believe God. And, you know, being in the kingdom of God is very exciting because he will lead you to places where you've never been before. And when you thought that you know about his love, and then he's going to reveal himself to you deeper and greater, and you are in awe. And it's just like, no wonder God gave us eternity to get to know him. We have the victory. I just want to let you know that. And this is a season for miracles. I want you not to miss this opportunity. You are part of this transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. The political revival is manifesting before our very eyes. Some of us, we had a difficult time in believing that United States of America can turn around. But God did. And he is doing. He is turning this country around. And we have this confidence. We have his love. You know, he's so wonderful to know that no matter what, no matter what happened to me, no matter what I did wrong or didn't do or things right, he will always have me. He will always love me. And I will always overcome whatever it is, as long as I keep that close relationship with him. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So I just want to encourage you because things are moving. Now the Lord is sending back people that I ministered before for a long, long time, and he's sending them back. And right now I ministered to Chris Voss, heard us on the radio years ago in 2003. He showed up in one of our services and he got blessed, and then he invited his friend Craig. And now we have Chris's mom, Janet Voss, a member of our church, regular. And also Susan, which is Craig's mom. Look at that. You know, in our Sunday services, I have been talking about the love of God, how to fall in love with Jesus, how to romance him, and how to have that intimate relationship with God. Man, some religious folks are quaking with fear about that and the demons, because this is why God created us in the first place, to have fellowship with mankind, to walk with him, and to implement his ways of doing things here on earth. I found out that as long as you have a close relationship with the Lord Jesus, you are untouchable. It doesn't mean to say that in every area of your life, it's perfect. No, what it means is that in spite of everything that is going on in our lives, the challenges, in spite of the pains, disappointments, setbacks, we know that Jesus never disappoints. In spite of the challenges and the wickedness that we've been witnessing and hearing in this world, we remain untouchable and we remain confident because while we were sinners, Jesus loved us already. So much more now. And I'm finding out that if I have that relationship, that he, Jesus, and I can touch the other areas of my life that are not from him. And in spite of the challenges of the world, in spite of the challenges of the ministry, family, health, at the end of the day, I am at peace and always confident about today and tomorrow because I have his love. And so are you. You know, you are loved. In the eyes of Jesus, you are the most lovable person on the face of the earth. And I'm going to continue on that next time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time, join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. I hope I'll see you next Saturday for the final push for the fundraising event for the praise team and for this radio broadcast. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.